Brennan and Suzanne Bamborough on BBC Surrey.
Good morning. It is 18 minutes to 8 here on BBC Surrey, and it's a beautiful frosty morning. Well, either that or it's freezing cold. But for elderly people in Surrey, the cold weather can potentially be a killer. Now, Age Concerns Surrey have told us that thousands of households in the county are living in fuel poverty. Let's speak now to our reporter, Adrian Harms. He's out and about for us this morning. Adrian, good morning. Where are you this morning? Oh, we seem to have lost Adrian Harms. Well, I know that we have been speaking to Chief Executive of Age Concerns Surrey, Sue Zerps, and she's been talking to us about her concerns with the cold weather and the effect on elderly people.
Well, in Surrey, there are about 34,000 people who are living in fuel poverty. Across the UK this year, 24,000 older people could die prematurely from the cold. It has a huge knock-on effect when people are cold. And it ends up costing the NHS a lot of money because an awful lot of people are taken into hospital poorly with hypothermia, circulatory problems.
Just rewind slightly, because you've said 34,000. I've immediately thought to myself, wow, that's a lot of people in Surrey, which is, you know, largely considered to be an affluent county.
Well, it is considered to be an affluent county, but there are lots of pockets of deprivation in Surrey that are a bit hidden away, really. And, of course, it's much harder for people who are living in a wealthy county if they haven't got much themselves. And also, a lot of people, quite a number of older people, living in large homes that are actually very difficult to heat because they're probably old, not very energy efficient, and they've left it too long to move house, and their money's all tied up in the property, so they've got little money to spend on heating. So you often find them living in one room and huddling around a fire.
What should they do if they're sitting there, you know, this morning and they're freezing cold? What should they do?
Keep the living room area at a temperature of around about 70 degrees Fahrenheit or 21 Celsius, and the bedroom probably a little bit lower, around 65 degrees. Keep the bedroom window closed at night when the weather is cold, and maybe restrict the rooms that somebody is living in so that the rooms that they can heat are warm and the rest doesn't matter, and close the doors off. Wrap up warmly, put an extra layer on at home, and eat things like soups that are going to make them warmer. Make sure that they cover their heads and wear warm socks, because that's where people lose most of their heat.
And how concerned are you as an organisation? There might be people in Surrey this winter, it's only the first cold snap, as we said, of the winter, people in Surrey this year who might die because of the cold.
Well, I think it's absolutely shocking. Nobody in 2015 in England should be dying because of the cold, and we need to be taking action very quickly to ensure that this doesn't happen.
Let's